iBook, eBook. Are my pages a rustle of the past? Will I gather dust on the shelf? Am I, book, about to be forever eBook? Let me answer by beginning, as they say, at the beginning. Do you believe in evolution? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but by e-book, you mean electronic book, right? Well, for me, when I think e-book, I'm thinking evolving book. You know, if Darwin was still around, he might at this minute be tracing my descent and giving my family tree odd names like Buccus Papyrus and Buccus Paperbacus, and now Buccus Electronicus. I don't need Darwin to tell me that my crumpable skin is mutating onto a screen. But it gives a new twist to the process of natural selection, doesn't it? Now you can download me, upload me, toggle me on something called an iPad, Kindle me, Google me, even blog me. Makes the mind bloggle, doesn't it? How will I cope with this digital environment? Well, you know what I'm like. I'm a survivor. I've witnessed countless mindless burnings. Do you really think a bit of cyberspace is going to scare me? The way I see it, I suppose, is rather philosophical. When I was made of papyrus, wasn't I vegetable? When I was made of ivory, wasn't I mineral? When I was made of sheepskin, wasn't I animal? I guess you could call me elemental. So here I come, digital. The other day, I happened to be on a table near a young e-book. It was one of those unexpected meetings. Anyway, you know what a youth is like. There he was, making his flickering screen prance up and down, showing off what he called his hypertext. So I said, "Better not get too hyper, because when your battery needs charging, you'll come crashing down, won't you?" That didn't go down too well. Now, don't get me wrong, I have lots of friends who happen to be e-books. They tell me they're saving the rainforest by saving paper, and I can't argue with that. They also say that readers with certain physical disabilities find it easier to thumb a menu button than thumb...